All, and I mean all, is in divine order now. All is in divine order now. No matter what I am doing, no matter what I'm thinking, no matter where I'm going, no matter how my life is, all is in divine order now. We oftentimes say to ourselves, all is in divine order, all is in divine order. And we think, well, it's wonderful and powerful. And indeed, it is wonderful and powerful. All is in divine order right now. When we can take that statement and let what it says be a reality in our life, we live the most fabulous life we could ever imagine. We live the most enjoyable life we could ever imagine. Because we are living, all is in divine order right now. So we get up in the morning, we look at our bodies, and we say, all is in divine order right now. And we stick out our chest, lift up our chin, and say, wow, as we throw back our shoulders and say, I feel like 100%. All is in divine order right now. And we go to breakfast with our family, and we say, all is in divine order right now. This food is healthy for my body and filled with love. This food is healthy for my body and filled with love. All is in divine order right now. This food is healthy for my body and filled with love. When I make statements like that, I am in charge of my world. All is in divine order right now. And when I make statements like that, all is in divine order right now. It doesn't matter what my life brings to me. It doesn't matter what the activities are in my life. All of them are in divine order. I pet my dog, and all is in divine order. And my dog just cannot get enough of that wonderful petting. And neither can you, and neither can I. We cannot get enough of saying all is in divine order. Because it's our reality. It's who and what we are. It's the totality of our being. Again and again and again, I say, all is in divine order, and all is in divine order. I keep that as my clarion call. No matter where I go, no matter what I do, no matter what I think, no matter what I say, all is in divine order. I look at the table, and I see it set, all in divine order. It's wonderful. It's set with all the things that please me at every meal. And after each meal, I say to those who lovingly prepared it for me, that was a lovely meal. Thank you for such a lovely meal. I really enjoyed it. Thank you so much. I love you. I love you. I love you. And I'm sure that they're feeling good by my saying I enjoyed the meal because they prepared it with love. They prepared it with joy. They prepared it with a heart full of satisfaction of thinking, yes, this is what he likes, this is what he gets. This is how he likes it made, and this is how I make it. And it makes me feel very happy to make it just the way he wants to have it, just the way he enjoys it. And sometimes I don't make it the way he enjoys it, and he still says, this was a lovely meal. Because he is seeing the meal as it is made from my heart always. He is seeing the meal as it is made and prepared and given to him in all joy and all love. I say that, and I know that, because that's the truth. That's the truth. When I feed my dogs, they don't say, oh, I'd like more, I'd like this, I'd like that. They say, thank you for what you're giving me. Thank you for everything that you're giving me. And sometimes I only give them just a taste. And they say, ooh, that was so good, thank you. Oh, if I give them more, they'll eat more. But they delight in every little bit. All is in divine order for my dogs. All is in divine order for my family. All is in divine order for everything in my world. And it's a wonderful, beautiful, fabulous world because all is in divine order. When I drive my car, I say, all is in divine order. And I say it now. I know it. I'm not saying I wish it were in divine order. I wish it were perfect traffic. I wish it were. I say, all is in divine order. And it is perfect traffic. It is perfect driving. there's always the opening before me. There's always the way is open before me, and the path is clear before me as I drive, no matter where I drive. And it can be the most traffic time of the day. But for me, I say all is in divine order, and the traffic is just right. It is just perfect. It is open before me. I drive on my clear path. I don't have to pass people. I don't have to do anything. I just drive in my perfect way. And then it's for me, just perfect. I don't say tomorrow it's going to be perfect, or another time of day it's better driving because traffic's not so busy. I say now. Now is the perfect time for me. Now I drive with perfect traffic. Now I drive in the perfect speed. Now the car is in perfect condition. It drives beautifully, wonderfully, fantastically. I keep my car maintained, and it's always running perfectly. It's always giving me whatever I want because I take care of it. I make sure that it is maintained at its right stables, and it is always in good condition. And my cars are never old. They're always perfect. They're always beautiful. They're always fantastic. And the people I'm riding with, the people who are with me in my life, the people who walk with me on my daily path, the people who are with me in my daily life are perfect. I see them whole and perfect. I see them all in divine order right now. I see their lives and their affairs and their circumstances all in divine order, just like mine is all in divine order, just like my world is all in divine order. I see my son having a perfect life all in divine order. I see everything he does, everything he touches, magic, everything he is, magic, all in divine order, because that's his nature, that's his being. I see everybody in my world. I see my associates here at the University of Healing, all in perfect operation, all doing their wonderful thing, all coming into life with a smile on their face, with joy in their heart, with peace in everything they do. Their life is fulfilled in every way. Whenever Ellen comes to the table, she says, well, I talk to my daughter, I talk to my children on the phone. It's so wonderful. It's so wonderful. I talk to them on Skype, and I can see them, and they can see me, and we can talk to each other. And do you know what they did? Do you know what they did? And her heart is bubbling over with the joy of her family, the joy of her life. All is in divine order in her world. And she shares that with us. She shares that with us and tells us how it happens. And Anita, as she talks to her sister, and she's getting ready to go next Monday back to Switzerland for another 6 months tour before she comes back to the campus. And she is all bubbly, happy here and happy there. And she's living everywhere now, because when she talks to her sister, she's there in Switzerland with her. When she talks to us here, she's here with us. No matter what she does, she's doing it in the now, untouched by any circumstances, untouched by any need to wonder, to pray for, to help, to think good thoughts about. She is always thinking good thoughts about people. She's always thinking good thoughts about everything she does, because she is the master of her consciousness, just like Ellen is the master of her consciousness. And Ellen speaks her word in every way, just like I am the master of my consciousness, just like Sylvia is the master of her consciousness. All of us are close together in many ways, doing many beautiful things, all the master of our consciousness, speaking our word, claiming the truth about ourselves, claiming all that's good in our world, and bringing it out into our experience. What a wonderful world to live in, where we are its master, because the world is our world, and it is doing what we wish to be done, not that we wish it, but that we think about. And as we think about it being done, it is fulfilled in every glorious, beautiful way. And it is now fulfilled in every glorious, beautiful way, because that's the truth about me, the truth about it, and the truth about all. Today, you can go through life and claim it is good. All is in divine order. 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 Claim it, claim it, claim it. You can never say it too much, because it is your life, your world, and who you are. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.